sing hallelujah to the Lord. Just a brief reminder, we're going to have a council meeting after church. We're going to do it in the fellowship hall, Betty?
Yeah.
So always good to be getting back whatever normal is, having meetings regularly and communicating and all that good stuff. So we want to thank you. It's good to see Randy up and around. Yeah, and so with that, any announcements good for the cause this morning?
Bible study Wednesday,
5th. In the there's a total of 7. This week is number 5 with Jesus around the table. It's really it's been a wonderful time together. We've been 10, 12, 13, 14 folks, and it's been good. So, yes, Wednesday night, please come. You can always get caught up. So it's not like it's something that you have to do a lot of homework or something. If you love Jesus, you fit right in. It's just the way it is. So that's right. Anything else, Mr. Phil?
Communion next Sunday.
Communion next Sunday, yeah. I got a phone call from a ministry in North Carolina a few weeks back, and it's called Saturate USA. And so I called them back, and they explained their ministry to me and different things. And what they're doing, and for free, any church or churches that want to adopt the zip code, so to speak, and then they provide materials free of charge. They deliver them to the church, and you put these materials together, sort of celebrate like we used to do, is celebrate Jesus, go around the neighborhood, put these packets out. And I think it'd be a wonderful thing, but just think about it. I know some of you responded to my email, but I was telling Joanne too that would be nice, since we have so many little churches around us, that if we could all kind of get together and do it as a community. And you adopt the zip code 32304. So if we could do it, and then you come together in groups and you put all the packets together, they give you the maps and they break out all the neighborhoods. It's really a cool thing. So keep it in prayer. Not saying we should do it, could do it, but it looked like a wonderful opportunity to talk of maybe accomplish what we've been talking about last couple months. And I'd have to make my tour again and find out who all the preachers are around here, but I know Tina knows most of them, so maybe we can talk to them and see if they'd like to do it with us. And you can look at their website, Saturate USA. It's really a neat ministry, and it's funded by people who love Jesus, more importantly, who've been very successful in business and all around the East Coast here. And it's just their way of giving back to the community. So, and the material is really good.